Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. That's where we come and we sit and discuss things that God has given us. Amen. Openly, sometimes there'll be discussion on programs and things that you're not able to get through in Bible college and Bible school and church messages. Amen. You have a chance now to air, amen, your concern, but as long as they're not too personal. Amen. We thank God for you. The subject, God have not forgotten you. God has not forgotten you. And we pray, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, though you said in your word, we're two or three come together in your name. There you are in the midst. Lord, we thank you, time and this season and this place and at this moment, as we come together, oh God, envision your word, and Lord, that you're in the midst of us, oh God, your people and those that are hearing of your word, wherever they might be. Oh Lord, we ask you to touch, heal, and deliver. In the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Amen. You'll find us on the website, our website at www.jciministries.org. Also, www.jciministries.net. Amen. You can go there. Amen. You can go click on the page and you find more about our history. Amen. Our location. And we have a youth outreach. Amen. Website. You can go to www.gototheyouthreach.org. Amen. Thank God for you calling in. Those of you that are calling in, you can call a friend and tell a friend. Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Of course, you can dial in at 855-236-2252, as well as 1-347-215-8816. It's a live broadcast from time to time. You might do some repeat programs. You find that sometime on Sunday mornings, around about 12. Or if you're doing the one of the week, if you wanted to just sit and listen to a lot of more pre-recorded programs and subjects you might like, amen, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, amen, / Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, amen. You'll find us there, amen. You can go to the expos and you'll find a whole lot of more episodes. You'll find a whole lot of more broadcasts been over 3 or 4 years. It might be able to suit your taste. Amen. And you won't be alone. Jesus said you'll never be alone. Amen. That's why we're here. Amen. Amen. If you have a dream, a vision, amen, they're not too personal. Amen. Or a question you like to ask. Amen. If we don't have the answer now, we can always get it to you. Amen. Somewhere down the line, you can email us again at our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. God bless you. Always happy to have you and you. Those of you that is coming in for the first time, we usually lay out some groundwork in the beginning. And then we open up the studio, amen, you can press 1 on your phone, and we will always give you an area code and your last 4 digits, whereby you can remain anonymous and you won't have to give your name unless you want to, amen. You can feel freely. We don't fight doctrines. We don't fight people, amen. We don't fight organizations or groups, amen. We're here. Amen. Because God is bigger than anyone else. He created all of us, and he can defend himself. God can defend himself. Amen. He is our creator of all mankind. He has invested so much. He invested his son, and his son gave his life. Amen. Obedience is above everything you can possibly do. Amen. In the book of Matthews, we're going to start out here, and we're going to be journeying through the Bible just for a little bit. Amen. We're talking about God has not forgotten us, but we always like to bring, amen, your focus on in this world as we're going through this virus at this time. It's unprecedented in it because nobody never been through conditions like this, environments like this. So no one can say, amen, I know how this is going to turn out. Amen. Amen. If you're with God, you know how it's going to turn out. Amen. God always, amen, he always knows the beginning and the end. And that's why, amen, Jesus came. Amen. God sent his son, and his son gave his life. Amen. The book of Matthews talks about, amen, conditions that will be happening in this world. Amen. I'm going to read just a portion here. Amen. To kind of bring us into this message. Amen. Matthew 24. And Jesus said unto them, in the second verse, also, I'd like to make a quick note. I always like to make a quick note asking you, what type of Bible do you have? Amen. What do you know, the research behind the translation of the Bible that you have? Amen. We as Christians and those that are following Christ or just new in Christ, amen, you have to make sure you have the closest translation possibly that you can find, amen, to what God has said to his people. Amen. Because of the fact you're living off of God's word. Amen. You're going to live and die off of his communication. And that's what we're going to be going into. It's so important. Amen. Just pick up something, say Bible. Amen. Because you'll see after a while what we're talking about in this message. In this study, amen, your insight, you can catch this revelation, amen, you can just spread it, amen. After you, whatever you received tonight, today, at this time, amen, you are obligated to spread it, spread that information, amen. Through 24, amen, we're going to begin at the first verse. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see that you be all these things. Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he had said upon the Mount of Olives, his disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the signs of that coming and the end of the world? Amen. Everybody wondering things that we're going through now. Is this the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Now, this is the point here. One of the points, amen, of revelation, amen, you should come into, take heed that no man deceive you. Amen. Deception is misleading. Misleading. Make sure nobody misleads you. Amen. What we're saying, that why being misled, because you'll find here as we go on now, just make a line, underline deception. Amen. Being deceived. Amen. The fourth verse says, don't take no man can deceive you. And many shall come in my name. Many. Underline many. Why many? Amen. Saying, I am Christ, Christ being Messiah, and shall deceive many, many. And you shall hear walls and rumors of walls, see that you be not troubled. All these things must come to pass. But the end of what? End of the world is not yet. The end is not yet. The end is not yet. End is not yet. For many shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, And there shall be phantoms and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. Pestilence is danger. Amen. And we are in a whole lot of danger now. A whole lot of danger is happening. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. We're in sorrows. It's a sorrowful time. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. They shall kill you and shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Now, what has this got to do, the question of the subject, what has this got to do now with God having forgotten about us? What has this got to do about this? What has this got to do now? Watch this now. Now, you know, a little background on why we are in such a difficult time of communication. And communication is a key. Amen. Communication is a key because of the fact, amen, the world fell in a deceptive area. Amen. Satan, he came, fallen angel, amen, Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. This fallen angel was evicted from heaven. I like to say he was evicted, but it was a wall was there, and they kicked him out. He came to earth, amen, with his little soldiers. He came to earth, and he came here, and he brought chaos, and he destroyed, amen, the earth, amen, that he was trafficking from to and fro when he left heaven, amen. And God said, let there be light, and there was light, Genesis 1. Amen. But here's the situation. This is what really got us in problems. And if you can catch this revelation, you can see why sometimes you miss God's blessing or you miss your prayers from being answered. Amen. Amen. You should call a friend and tell a friend, amen, after a while, amen, after this programming to say, I know why you miss your blessing. I know why you haven't gotten your blessing. Your blessing is already here. Amen. The devil, amen, he wrapped himself. He got into the serpent, amen. He was walking in the garden. Now, he didn't have any guns, any trucks, any riots, any planes, amen. He just had a conversation, amen, with one of the human beings, a female, amen, called Eve. That's Adam's wife, amen. And when Adam get information from God, amen, he come back and they sit down and the husband and wife sit down and talk and have a talk policy, amen. They go over things that God, amen, discuss. And it's good to have, amen, a wife and a husband having the same faith. Now watch this, amen. The conversation led into, amen, do not do what God tell you to do on a sly way. He didn't come right out and say, amen, you know, God is wrong. No, he said, Eve, now once you eat of this information, take of this tree, amen, eat of it, is nothing wrong. Now, the conversation was deadly, amen, not the fruit was deadly. The communication factor that this enemy brought, amen, is what Jesus is talking about here. In the book of Matthews, amen, in the Matthews 24:4, he said, he answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. How is somebody going to deceive? What's this about deception? Deception is about communication. Amen. God communicates, he gives instruction from heaven through the Holy Spirit to you. Amen. I want you to catch this now. Amen. Every blessing, every answer, everything that you get, amen, come from God is through communication. Amen. It's like whether a vision, a dream, amen, prophecy. But one of the biggest things that Jesus told his disciples, amen, concerning this Matthew about the end days, there'll be many false teachers and prophesying people coming, teaching you and directing you out from under what he's telling you to do. Amen. Putting you on the wrong road. Amen. Have you ever a GPS or have a car or a map? Have you ever gotten lost someplace and you get information like you can't get information? Amen. And amen. Look like you can't be involved. Amen. Look like things are not happening. Amen. And you find yourself, amen, going through. You find yourself, amen, lost. You find yourself, amen, having problems. You find yourself, amen. Then you just reach out for information. Amen. You want to find for somebody to talk to you and find out why you're not on the right track, on the right call, on the right place. Amen. And when you do get your information, you got to make sure that the road or the street that you're traveling, amen, is in the right place. Amen. So information, amen, is what God did. He wants his people, amen, to understand. Communication is a secret. Amen. It's a hidden word. Amen. It don't be talked about. But the only way you can get saved is the communication. Amen. Somebody have to tell you that Jesus loved you, that God loved you. Amen. And God died for you. Amen. In historic and putting the history, amen, things in perspective. Amen. God, amen, Jesus died. Amen. He died. Amen. He died. Amen. For you. He was buried. And he rose again from the dead. Amen. The real truth about everything that is happening. Amen. Jesus first. Amen. He died. Yes, he was born. Because God wrapped his word up. He was concerned about communication. God wrapped his word up. Amen. And his word came to life in the earth. Amen. His word was it walking among us. First, the gospel according to John said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. God was so concerned about mankind seeing him and talking with man, he wrapped the word up, and the word became flesh. Amen. Incarnated God. Amen. He walked around and talked with man. Amen. And touched man and prayed for man. Amen. And the word died. The word died. Jesus died. Amen. For your sins, for your problems. Amen. And he was buried for your problems. Amen. He rose from the dead. Amen. And God brought him from the dead. Romans 9 and 10. Amen. It was God. Jesus died. Amen. But God rose him from the dead. So people that love God, you got to love Jesus because Jesus is God and God is Jesus. And God brought Jesus from the dead. God brought the word back from the dead. Amen. And he was seen in 1 Corinthians 15, amen, that he's seen of many people, sometimes 500 people. And he's alive today. He's alive today in those that live from him and asked for him to come into their life. Amen. He rides up in your heart. He's in you. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. So what's the issue is, amen, the false prophets and the false teachers, they know this. They know, amen, that the word of God got to be, they know that truth must be stopped. Amen. They know that it has to be a confusion in people's lives, that they will not walk in victory. They will not get the blessing of God. Amen. Jesus said the Holy Spirit, amen. He is, Jesus said actually in John 14 and 6, he said, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, amen, and the life. He brought life. The truth is about the church, is about life, eternal life. Amen, amen. They want to get you off of eternal life. Amen. God brought eternal life. He brought life. Amen. He brought everlasting life. But the deception is, and the enemy knows, and that's why Jesus said, be careful in these last days. Many people are coming. Many false teachers, many false prophets are talking. Amen. Many of them talking, they don't know what they're talking. Amen. The church is much more than this natural thing. The church is about life. Jesus died for life, that you can have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Have anybody walked up to you? We know it's a certain time of the year. Everybody get into the giving. Amen. You can expect people to come by and give. But what anybody walked up to you and said, well, you know, I want you to have this. I thought about you. I thought about you. And, you know, how do you feel? Sometimes you never thought people thought of that much of you to give you money or whatever, a car, a home, any little thing, you know, show appreciation. God thought so much about you. Amen. Paul said in Romans, amen, while we were yet in our sins, you know, sin is pleasure. Amen. Let's clear this up. Good time, people have a good time and good feeling out there in the world and sin. You know, some of you, you know how we used to be in it. Amen. It was exciting. It's good. It feel good. Amen. The world have a feel good. Amen. If you stop getting feel good from the devil, you can put him out of business. Amen. But the world feel good. Let's examine this. Yeah, it's good to have, amen, a good time. And that's what's stopping people from coming to Christ, because they think, amen, they have gotten false information. Amen. They have gotten, amen, bad connections. Amen. They've got bad information. Amen. The information that went out saying that this is all you got. There's no more living after this. There's no more life. Amen. And people are in despair. They worried. There's no hope. They lost hope about this life, and they don't have nothing else to live. So it's, well, you know, let's do it all now. Ain't nothing else left. Amen. But that's a lie. That's why in the book of Revelation, the Bible says all liars should have their part in the lake. God wrapped himself up in communication. The word came down and walked among us and showed the world God, saying that this is me. I'm the word. So when you start praying and talking to God and reading the Bible, amen, have a constant relationship with God, you can tell, amen, you can tell, you can tell that, amen, when you get a message, amen, you can get a letter, a card, sometimes you get a card or a letter, and someone say, well, you know, oh, this is my friend writing me, this is my cousin. So, man, you're looking at a piece of paper. Well, I just got off the phone, I heard their voice. That's communication. That's communication. Amen. God reach out to you in communication. Amen. The Holy Spirit comes. Amen. They have disregarded, they have downplayed it, they try to discredit the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, amen, he's now working the church. He is communication. Jesus said when he come, amen, he going to give you the power to live this life. Amen. Go through the rain, the snow, and the storm. Amen. Because you living off when Jesus said, and the Holy Spirit said, oh, stop here and turn right. Turn right. And you know that's his voice. He said, oh, stop right, turn right, turn right. He said, oh, that's the Spirit of God talking to me. Amen. He illuminates your inside so, amen, that you it covers all the natural things. Say, oh, this is the Spirit of God. Because the Word of God says he's with you, he's a comforter, he's a teacher, he's a guider, and he's a Spirit of truth. Amen. So the communication factor is one part you have to put in to your listening to know that God have not forgotten you. God sent people. He worked through people, and he worked through letters. He worked through telephone calls. Amen. So when you be looking for, the enemy might say, well, you know, God ain't working no miracles. He ain't there. Somebody knock on your door. Say, you know, I've been trying to reach you for 20 days. And every time you pick up the phone, say, hold on, I'm fasting and praying now. I need to get away. I want to hear from God. And the man been had a raise for you for 20 days. Amen. Somebody been had a want to give you something for 20. And that's what you've been praying for. Been praying for. God works through people. He communicates. Amen. So God haven't forgotten about you. It just been a broken link that the devil brought out. And Jesus told us, he said, be not deceived now. Be not deceived. We're going to bring in one more example, then we're going to go into the telephone calls. Amen. This the captain of the superior host, amen, Naaman, he was captain. Amen. And he had leprosy. And he had a maid there, and he was telling him about, say, you know, Elijah the prophet, amen, is coming through town. In other words, I'm paraphrasing a little bit here, and that he heals people. God heals, healing man. And the captain said, well, you know, go out there and tell him as he come through, amen, I want him to come and pray for me. So they got word to Elijah, amen. Elijah, amen, was in his resting place, and he sent word back. He go tell him to go down to Jordan and dip 7 times. And you know, he said, "Wait a minute, hold on. Did you tell him what my status was and who I am?" And he said, "No. I'm not gonna go down to that river. I'm not going to go down there." Amen. He's supposed to come in. What I heard, amen, how these men and this religion work. He's supposed to come into my house and amen, and pray for me, lay hands on me, and fall on me, or whatever. You know, he come to me. And the servant said, Master, please, Master. Black Master, you got leprosy. You know what you're doing. Some of you might not know what leprosy is. Leprosy, you break out in boils and sores, and after a while you start getting a terrible odor. Amen. Sometimes you have to isolate yourself. Then it gets so bad you have to wrap up and cover your face and your head up because the meat start falling off the bone. Amen. It was a big thing back in the Bible days. Amen. Leprosy. Amen. Jesus healed one of the seven, and only one came back. Amen. So the servant begged and said, Master, please. He didn't ask you any big thing. Did he ask you any big thing? And she pleaded with him. And thank God, you should thank God. You got positive people around you. Amen. Trying to communicate. She was communicating to his senses. Amen. You know, we go through, we move by our feeling. We move by what we smell, what we see. Amen. What we touch and what we, amen, what we taste and what we feel, you know. She was communicating with him, and she reached his understanding. Amen. And he went down to the river and dipped, amen, 7 times, and he came up. Obedience is a part of communication. Amen. When God tells you something and you got the communication, either by dream or mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, he said in the book of Matthew, amen, the 18 and 19 verses, and where 2 or 3 people, amen, begin to share with you or begin to talk with you or give information that you never give out. You were just praying about it. Amen. They begin to come across some kind of way, and you will say, oh, I heard that song 3 times this week. Oh, I heard this song, this lady singing it. Oh, I read this scripture. They read it on the church. Oh, I heard, you know, three different evidence coming together. Communication. God trying to communicate with you. Amen. Every time the children of Israel were successful, they prayed and they asked God. They sent the prophet. Amen. The prophet, communication. The prophet brought communication. Amen. Talk to God's people. Tell God's people this. Tell God's people. Amen. When Jesus came in the time, Jesus said, now you be careful now. And you know, the devil always like to duplicate. There's a lot of knockoff furniture and jewelry, and everything you can buy is counterfeit today. Amen. It's a big industry. Amen. They want something for nothing. Amen. And communication. Make sure you're getting the right voice. making sure you're getting the right messages. Amen. Jesus loved you. He died for you. Amen. You get your eternal life. Amen. And he wants to, as you walk through this world, he wants to show his power in you. Amen. Just living right. Amen. Walking upright in some places where so much temptation of jobs you're walking on, they're stealing, they're lying. Amen. Going on, and here you are holding up the bloodstained banner every day, going through temptation every day. Amen. Things look like it's, you barely make it. Amen. But you look around, some friends didn't make it. Some people didn't make it. They went to jail. They were stealing. Some didn't make it. Amen. They lying. Amen. That's why all liars in the book of Revelation, all liars should have their part in the lake of fire because, amen, the word of God is so powerful. Amen. God accept, amen. Jesus is truth. He sees the truth and the life. Amen. The power is in the word. James says in the word. Amen. When you speak the word, God is the word. God is communication. Amen. If you can catch that, the communication is a part of how you get saved, how you get your blessing, and you can see God has not forsaken you. God has not turned his back on his people. David said he was young, now he's old, but he never seen the righteous forsaken, not his seed, you know, his children or whatever, begging out there begging. Because God always kept some kind of food, medicine, money in the saved person's hand to help their children catch on, amen, to godly living, to catch on, amen, to see that, amen, Jesus is real. He's alive. He's still moving. And the church is alive. Amen. The church was brought up in bad times. Amen. Operating in the black. Amen. Operating in the red. Amen. Little money, no money. Church always. Because Jesus is the church. He is the church. He's the senior bishop. Amen. He gave his life for the church. So God hasn't forgot about you. God hasn't forgot about you. Amen. The enemy don't want you to know this. He don't want you to know how he brought Adam and Eve down. He brought it through communication, conversations. That's why you have to be careful. Paul said, be careful how you have conversation with people. Amen. A good word can help people. Amen. You know, it's bad to have people discourage someone. That's a bad spirit. Discouragement. Oh, that's poison. Amen. What, how they got there? Because of the word. The words they would choose to listen to. Amen. There's many more that can be said. Amen. But we can open up the line. As always, we thank God for the host. The studio is full. And we thank God for you. And we're always here. Amen. Give you a platform that you can share of something, your opinion. Amen. On the subject. Something related close to this subject. Maybe you have a testimony, amen, you want to share, amen, we'll keep it short, amen. All right, we're going to go 561-7143. God bless you.
God bless you on tonight, each and every one. Truly, I bless God on tonight. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Come a little closer. Come a little closer to the phone. We can hear you. That's very much.
Yes, sorry for coming on late. Amen. I just wanted to greet the line on tonight. Just thanking God for Dr. Truth on tonight. And I'm sorry, I just wanted to give a greeting tonight, make it brief. I just thank God for coming on tonight, as I promised to be on tonight. This is Pastor Marshall. My other phone went dead, so I was like, I hope and pray to God that I was able to get on with this number. So I thank God I was able to get on with this number tonight. So I just bless God to come on tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody stay safe and we pray for one another. Amen.
All right. God bless you, man of God. All right. We're going to go to 850-2337. 850-2337. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you.
I was just listening to everything, and And I'm right here. I just be in the Word, and I'm, and yet it pleased God to bury him, and he has put him in the grave, laid his soul an offering for sins. He shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his days, and to please of the Lord shall purpose in his hand, and he shall see the travels of the soul, and shall be satisfied by the knowledge that that shall my righteousness servant justify many, for him shall bear iniquities. Therefore it was division in the portion which was great, and which was divided in spoil, and poured out his soul unto death, and his was numbered in his transgressions, and was buried and made intercessory for transgression. Anybody that's going to pour out their soul and their everything and say that they'll never leave you or forsake you, how could you not believe in, you know, greater is he who was in me than he who was in the world. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. But on my own, I have no strength. I am a failure. But with Jesus Christ, make the impossible possible. See, I got faith that I know it's going to come. I believe it. I don't care what the world say. I got to go by the word. I got to stand firm on. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was buried for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace was on him. By his stripes, I'm healed. I know I'm healed. I was sick. The folks done throwed in the towel out there at the hospital. My wife said, why you out there to this hospital like this? I said, because these people didn't make me. These people didn't make me. Jesus Christ, my God, the Trinity, brought me to this earth for a purpose. And I looked in the mirror and said, God, you ain't through with me yet. I said, let me live. I'm asking for favor. I asked God for favor, and I got it. That was in 2013. Yes, and then the folks told me, I'm going to have an oxygen machine all my life that you roll around. I gave that back to them by the grace of God. I take some medicine here now, but I exercise, I eat right, and every day I get up, I go to Psalms 1, and I repeat Psalms 1 and I pray. And I pray, then I sit at the table and wait for an answer. See, prayer is me making my request to God. Meditation is me listening for the answer. I know it's a God. Yes, sir. And that's where I'm at. And I thank God for you, the Doctrine of Truth. You are so righteous, and God, you got me fired up. Getting some meat on the bone tonight. I don't know. God bless y'all out there. Thank you, Bishop. You get where you live. You got me. All right.
God bless you. God bless you, man of God. Amen. Communication. We wait to hear from God. Amen. You know he's going to answer us. Amen. We learn. Amen. What telephone line? The Holy Ghost. Amen. What number to call? Prayer line. Amen. Pray and talk to him. Amen. Once you understand, the enemy can't shut you down too much because you know where he's coming. He bring you discouraging words. He might bring you bad information or people that's full of doubt and worries. And say, hold on now, hold on. Hold on, sir. I apologize, but I'm waiting for a telephone call from heaven. They look at you crazy. Say, hold on, I'm trying to get a call here. I don't want my line. All this negativity and false information. I'm waiting for a letter to come through. Amen. God was so sensitive and it was so vital that his son wrapped himself up in the word. Amen. He became flesh. The word became flesh. Gospel according to John, first chapter 14 verse. The word became flesh. Amen. The word walked among us. Amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone here. We want everybody to, amen, to make a comment or a request. And of course, we're going to pray, as always, at the end of the broadcast. Amen. But it might be someone today or tonight, wherever you, as well as you can always view this broadcast again. Amen. You can go to Blog Talk Radio. Amen. BlogTalkRadio.com. And click on Doctrine of Truth, amen, Bishop Poole, and you can pull up all the different, amen, expos, amen. You can get to all the different broadcasts that have been broadcast, amen, all through the years. All right, you can push 1 on your phone. We're talking about God have not forgotten you. Maybe somebody have told you. I remember one time early, amen, and my walk with Christ, and took me some time. I used to make a lot of promises, and amen, I said, well, I'm going to go on so many days of fasting and praying, and amen. And I used this little old small Bible I carry in my wallet. My pocket, my shirt pocket. I used to bring it out. At the end of my promise of keeping it the fast, amen, you have to be careful. Amen. If you make those kind of information and make that kind of sacrifice, amen. I know many of us was taught different things, but God teach you to, you begin to grow, begin to grow. A man walked up to me one time, amen, and he was right. He was right. He says, you know, minister, amen, you can't do nothing unless you're fasting, ain't that right? And he shook me because, amen, I understand now God sent him to me because I didn't have no faith in nothing unless I had to fast first. Amen. I wouldn't hardly do nothing. I'd preach, pray, walk, talk. I said, well, I got to go to fast today. Fasting is keeping the natural man under control. If you're having problems with habits and conditions, amen. Amen. Maybe you need to get away from breakfast a while and pray. Amen. But your body, you lay down at night, but how many hours you sleep is on a fast. Amen. So you have to really ask God about it. Amen. Don't destroy your health and time, especially things like this going on now. Amen. But I used to open my coat pocket and pull out a little short Bible I had, and I have to flip to that scripture. Flip to the same scripture, and it caught me one day. Amen. This, I said, look at this scripture. Amen. I kept, and I opened it. I can remember the Bible was not, you know how you work on a Bible and you pray and you flip through the Bible to a certain place. You're like, no, this was that. Amen. And every time I opened that scripture, then it hit me. This is what God wanted me to, he was trying to say to me. Amen. This is what I'm trying to say to me. Amen. Scriptures, he'll give you scriptures from the Bible. Amen. That's why important is you make sure you have the right Bible, right translation. There are many translations out there. And I always say, I'm not selling King James. Amen. And maybe they should send me an offering or something. But, amen. I always start from King James. Amen. You can work in American Standard. Amen. Amplified Bible. Yes. Amen. But remember, all right, we can continue now. Amen. And press 1 on your phone. We want to rush through, amen, and get past our time here. Amen. And God, Holy Spirit, amen, he still love us. He care for us. Amen. Might be if you have a question you would like to ask, amen, you can just also go to your phone. Amen. Just send in a question. Amen. Press 1 on your phone. For those that are new here, let's press 1 on your phone. Amen. You'll find, we'll give it the area code and last 4 digits. Amen. On this discussion, God haven't forgotten about you. We're just discussing God have not forgotten about you. Amen. Work with your church home. Amen. We know now. Amen. Your personal relationship with Jesus Christ, amen, the fact it doesn't have to be a crowd of people. Amen. Jesus said, I'll be with you. always. Amen. If you want to test it out, get your old favorite song. Get off by yourself in a car, in a house, or somewhere, bathroom. Amen. Somewhere, and get a favorite song you like, and start singing it. Amen. So Paul was saying in Ephesians, with your song and a hymn, and a spiritual song. Amen. Then read some scriptures. Amen. Say a little prayer. Amen. Do a little fellowship. Amen. You'll see the Holy Spirit. He's still there. God is still with you. God still with you. Okay, you can press one on your phone here. We're getting almost, we got about another, amen. We can take about three or four more callers. Press one on your phone. We're talking about God has not forsaken you. Maybe you feel that through sickness. No, he hasn't forsaken you. No, he's there. He's there. Amen. Through trials and tribulation, no. Yeah. One of the fruits of the Spirit is long-suffering. Long-suffering. One of the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. You got to have a lot of money? No, that don't affect God. That don't affect him. He got money. He is money. Amen. Money is all through the Old Testament, through the time. He said if you bring an offering, the place is too far, turn it into money, then bring it into the tabernacle. Amen. He know what the exchange is. Amen. He's all over the world. God is all over the world. He love you. He care for you. Amen. Sometimes it's just a matter of feeding your mind. Paul said in the book of Romans 12 and Hebrew 12, amen, talking about renewing the mind, learning his system, learning his form, amen, of contact, amen. God love his people. He love his creation. He love, amen, the things that he developed, amen. He created us, and he want to communicate with you. He wants to communicate you. We understand now, amen, there's so much voices in this world. Amen. You got radio, you got television. Amen. The average person today, so much electronics around him. Amen. Sometimes you just turn off everything. Amen. Try that sometimes. Just turn off everything. Give yourself, work into it. You know how you're working to it? Amen. Turn off everything by 5 minutes. Then take another day, 10 minutes. Amen. Then 30 minutes. And just work into it. You'd be surprised how things, the world slow down for you. Amen. How peace, meditation. People selling meditation. Psalm is one. Amen. Meditate on him. Sometimes you can really see your condition, the direction by meditation on your problems and your situation. Now, there's wrong meditation and there's right meditation. Amen. You don't meditate on no fallen animal or tree or truck or things like that. No, on God's word. His word. Read his word and begin to go over. David said he meditated on his word day and night. Amen. There's some meditations out there. Amen. You meditate on that. You get your mind tied up in these occult groups. Amen. These demonology and word, these fearful spirits. Amen. People go to the store, the gas station, their home. Amen. Don't let fear stop you from going to God's house. Amen. You do everything to go to the laundromat and to the bank. Amen. And cash your check and go out there. Amen. Maybe sometime get your car washed. But when it comes down to God's house, oh, I can't go. I can't go. Don't you know that's where life is? Power is. That's where your faith is being built. Amen. Doing all you can, the same way you go to the grocery store, the gas station. Amen. You wrap up, you can go to God's house the same way. Amen. Amen. All right, we're talking about. Amen. We're talking about, and we, amen, welcome you, and you always count as a pleasure. Amen. A privilege for you coming by. Amen. I think we look like we still might be at, we at 850-2337. Are we still there? Amen. Anyone else from the. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
all right.
We're Is it time for prayer? Or you want me to? I got something here.
All right, go right ahead.
The ungodly are not so, but like the clips of the wind, which are driven away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I looked up the word perish, that means to rot from the inside out or to die. I don't want to live like that. So that I got to walk in the uprightness of Jesus and believe in it that the Lord can do all things. So I got a system here in my house. God bless this house. The Lord is the head of this house. My wife is right beside me, and then I can help somebody. If I ain't got no Jesus, I ain't got no peace. And that's the God knows truth, and I believe in it with all my heart, mind, body, and soul. That's what I got, Bishop. That's what I got right now.
Yes,
I'm chewing on that.
That's all well, go ahead and give us a prayer. Go ahead and give us a prayer. Go ahead.
Father God, once again, we ask for your permission to live on this earth. Thank you for the doctrine of truth. Thank you for the ministry, Lord. Thank you for the hour. We pray for the hour, the minutes, the second. Lord, we ask you. We ask you, Lord, and we get what we ask for because we ask in righteousness. And we come before your presence with thanksgiving. We love you, Lord, with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. Now bless each and every person on the sound of my voice, each and every one of their family members, each and every door they go in and out of, each and every person, Lord. Touch their heart. This pandemic, coronavirus, it ceased to exist. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I call on the Most High God right now. Touch, Lord. Touch. Move in a mighty way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We agree. Go on to Matthew 18, chapter 18 and 19 verse. Where two or three touch and agree. Amen. We agree with all of us in the studio tonight. Today, amen, wherever it may be listening, amen, that God will bring, amen, victory. And all of that, you bind a strong man. You bind a strong man. These strong habits, situations, people getting caught into now, amen, because they can't go out. They get discouraged, amen, they get, amen, fearful. Amen, we bind that fear spirit, that spirit of fear. Amen, we bind that spirit of fear. Amen. Isolation. We bind that. Amen. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. Amen. We just continue to fellowship at home. Amen. This is time to build up your personal relationship with Jesus. You can read. Thank God for rest. Some good things coming out of this, brethren. Amen. You're able now to get your vacation. Lay around and rest. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Rest and meditate. Amen. And get your personal time with God. Those that say, oh, I wish I had some more time to read the Bible. Well, you got time now. Time now. Well, I wish I had more time to pray. You got time now. Amen. And that is not a weak thing either. That's what we're talking about, communication. Amen. It's an old saying. I don't know that biblical, but more prayer, more power. Amen. Less prayer, less power. No, it builds up. Prayer builds up. Amen. Your trust in God, because when you begin to pray and be honest, pray the righteous, the fervent prayer. Amen. The fifth chapter of James, those that pray honestly and fervently. Amen. Amen. Elijah was out there. It came to my mind here. Amen. That Elijah was out there looking for the king. It was a drought. Elijah told his servant to go up on the mountain. Amen. Go up on the hill and look out and see if you see any clouds coming. The servant went up. He said, Elijah, come back down, Master. I don't see nothing. Elijah kept bowing his head down. Elijah did it seven times. Seven times Elijah prayed. Amen. Elijah, I'm talking about the one Elijah now. Amen. They hit the water with his mallet and the water divided. Amen. The chariot of God came down. Amen, and picked him up. And not only that, but he called fire from down, called fire from heaven down. He had to pray seven times, seven times. The last time he went up after prayer, amen, and the servant came back running and said, Master, Amen. I saw a small cloud like a hand. Amen. Elijah outrun Ahab on the chariot. He outrun him. Amen. But that rain came down. Boy, it just like the rain. Sometimes we have that hail and rain came down. But God sent rain. Fifth chapter of James, round about 13, 14, 15 verse. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Sometimes you got to persevere. Amen. You got to wrestle with it. Amen. Honest prayer, effective prayer. All right, the line is open. Line is open. Line is still open. Amen. For those that want to give a last remark or prayer, press 1. On your phone, press 1. On your phone, and it was a short prayer. Amen. I thank God for all of you here. You can always go back again and review this message and this study. Amen. You can always go to these studies. Amen. Of Doctrine of Truth, Blog Talk Radio, travel website. Amen. If you forget anything, go to the website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can click on and see, amen, about the Facebook on Sundays. Amen. We have a repeated broadcast on Doctrine of Truth here, as well as live Facebook doing all the services. Amen. Jesus is still alive, brethren. He's still alive. He's not dead. If it was so, the world would be in chaos now. But because he's alive and the church is still present in the world, amen, nothing going to happen until the Prince of Peace comes. We're not going to have peace until the Prince of Peace comes. And when Jesus comes, all those that are his, amen. We already got our mansion in heaven. Don't let any material people tell you that you're going to lose your house, your home. You already got a home. Amen. You got a home in heaven. You got a mansion. You got golden streets. You just visiting here. You got a dual passport. Amen. You just taking your time. It might be uncomfortable a little bit, but look ahead. Amen. He will show you how to work through this world, to be an example to your fallen friends or relatives. Let them know he still lives, because he lives in you. He lives in you. You just a miracle walking in. Nobody don't even know it. They don't even realize, because they got false information. They think God don't work in people that's walking and living. Amen. Walking right. Amen. Living a righteous life. Amen. That's take power. It take power from God. It gives strength from God. Amen. To live such a life. Closing prayer. Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. O God, for those that are listening to their children and their family. O God, their home, their life. O God, their investments, their jobs, their money, their neighborhood, their clothes, the food they eat, places they go, the places they go, and the road that they go on. O God, we actually blanket their life. Blanket their life through your blood of Jesus the Christ. We agree right now, the power of God, oh God, that will break every yoke that are binding them, every yoke that are binding them, and send life, oh God, into confusion, send life in those that have given strength. Oh God, like Moses told, God told Joshua, amen, be of good courage, be strong, amen, all of you, just be strong. Be strong. Stand up for righteousness. Be strong. Stand for God, regardless of what the world say. Amen. He still lives, and he still cares for you. God bless you. Good to have you. Amen. Until next time, amen. Let them know God has not forgotten about them down in the communication line that they need to address. Amen. In Jesus' name, we pray. God bless you. God bless you.